This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Members of Congress are at home in their districts this month, where immigration is a hot issue, especially here in California. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler went to the hometown of one very powerful congressman who is the target of immigration activists.
Thousands of farm workers chanted as they marched in Bakersfield today. Agriculture brought in around $6 billion in revenues to Kern County last year. Among the rallying farm workers was 50-year-old Bernardino Garcia. He's been working in the fields around Bakersfield for 15 years. He makes minimum wage. He sacrificed a day's pay, around $60, to attend.
I will lose money, but I'm going to be much better off with the change that the immigration reform will bring about for me and my family.
The guy translating is Arturo Rodriguez, president of the United Farm Workers. He's been down this road before, but many lawmakers say that if you want to come to America, you should follow the rules. So legislation has repeatedly stalled in Congress.
We're tired of waiting. We've been waiting now for years. We've been fighting this fight for over a decade now, and it's time that Congress takes action.
Juana Carbajal used to work in the fields. Her relatives still do.
Life out there in the fields is very difficult if you're undocumented. Why? Because the mistreatment that happens in the fields.
She says workers may not get paid, or they may not have access to shade on days where the temperature is above 100 degrees.
If you're undocumented and you want to address what's happening, they just call you and say, you know what, we don't need you to come in to work tomorrow. And that's it.
On the other side of the industry, the employers, the farmers, also want to see immigration reform, or at least some form of it. It's harvest time, and machines shake the almonds off the trees. Greg Wiggis is with the Kern County Farm Bureau and a fifth-generation farmer.
Immigration reform is vital. We want a supply of labor that is legal.
He says tighter immigration enforcement has made it harder to find workers. Still, he hopes House Republicans keep negotiating.
Hopefully the House can craft and negotiate a bill that is a little more tailored to agricultural needs.
Bakersfield Congressman Kevin McCarthy was unavailable, but in a statement he says rather than take up the Senate bill, the House will move in a step-by-step approach that first secures the border. In Bakersfield, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.